Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次来到潘吉 Jenny 告诉你的节目。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's Christmas holiday special all about love.
对，因为圣诞节快到了，然后不管你有没有这个基督教的信仰，圣诞节都是一个在全球来说充满着温暖、充满着爱意，然后呢，还有送礼物啊，有一些 party 啊，好像是一个很欢乐的节日。
That's right. Even though Christmas has its roots in Christianity, people celebrating it all over the world do it in the same spirit of love and sharing gifts with their family.
对，但是呢，我们今天就要跟大家讲讲，其实圣诞节这个最核心的意义，它还是爱。而且我是基督徒嘛，然后成为基督徒的时间越久，你就会发现爱，哎呀，真的不是只有玫瑰花，只有那美好的东西。真的爱是有很多的舍己，有很多的牺牲，要很多的原谅，非常的不容易。
Yeah, it's not always easy, but it's worth it, right?
对，那今天呢，我跟 Jason 就为大家选择了十句非常有寓意的、非常深刻的英语关于爱的格言。
That's right, some wonderful quotes all about love and the meaning and value of love.
对，那在这些格言里面呢，大家不仅可以学到非常棒的语言，然后呢，我们能够被激发，能够被启发，我们自己对于爱的理解。对于爱的诠释。
That's right. Let's get inspired by these quotes, inspired to love more.
好，那我们第一句格言就来自于一位 inspire 过很多很多人的古希腊大哲学家、大思想家亚里士多图。
All right, so this one comes from Aristotle, and the quote is, Love is composed of a single soul inhabiting two bodies.
OK, 那这里呢他说到了爱是由什么组成的啊 So, to be composed of something, 就是由什么 made up, it's made with something.
Yeah, just a fancy way of saying it's made of something.
哦、oh, 对我刚说错了我说 made up, 其实 made of something, composed of something. 那 love 是由什么 composed of 呢
It's composed of a single soul inhabiting two bodies.
OK, 一个灵魂 a single soul, 但是住在两个身体里面是吧
That's right.
不愧是大哲学家哈当然这个是他的英语翻译但我们也没有用很简单的单词 living, 他这里用的是
inhabiting.
那 inhabiting basically 就是 living, 就是住在里面的意思是吗
Yeah, it just means to live inside of something. To live, same thing, just a fancy way of saying it.
好，所以这句话说的就是爱是由住在两个不同躯体里面的，但是是一个单一的灵魂组成的。
Yeah, kind of like saying when you're in love with somebody, it's like you have the same soul, you're just separated into two different bodies.
对，就是我们常说的灵魂伴侣嘛，就是好像真爱，就是说你找到了你的 soulmate。
Yeah, exactly. So your soulmate is in another body, but you have the same soul, you share the soul with them.
好刚刚讲到的是两个人之间的爱但是呢爱自己也很重要。
Yeah, this one is from Oscar Wilde, and it is, to love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance.
对因为有的时候呢这个对方不靠谱哈或者 you know, people change, 人都会变也不要说对方可能你也会变是吧
Yeah, and that means you have to love yourself, right? It's important to also love yourself.
对，而且不是经常有人说，你只有好好的爱你自己，你才能去好好的爱别人啊。所以呢，这个英国的大作家王尔德他就说，你爱自己啊，是一个一生一辈子之久的罗曼史、浪漫史的开始。
Yeah, exactly. Your own life, right? So if you love yourself, it's the beginning of your entire life's romance with yourself, kind of in a way.
那这个 lifelong, 大家应该都非常能理解啊。然后呢它的妙用就是说它这其实是一个形容词。所以除了 you know, a lifelong, love story, a lifelong romance, 我们还可以有很多其他的 lifelong 的东西。比如说有一些友情对吧那真的是持续几十年可能比爱情还要久。So lifelong friendships, lifelong friends.
Yeah, you could have lifelong friendships. You could also have a lifelong passion for something.
对对对，热爱的东西啊。好，那我们接下来的这句格言呢，说到了爱不是占有，爱是欣赏和珍惜。
That's right. This one is, love is not about possession. Love is about appreciation.
Okay, 那我们先来看看占有这个词的英文 once again.
Possession.
Possession, 这里面很多的 S 啊，这个，然后 to possess something 就是你拥有或者占有一个东西，但是如果这个爱是关于占有的话，是非常不健康的，不管是情侣、夫妻之间的爱，甚至父母之间的爱，如果那个是 based on possession 那种占有，就像现在说，会变成一个 toxic 有毒的关系。
Yeah, possessive means you want to hold on to it just for yourself and not let it go free, right?
对，所以经常说那种恐怖情人啊，就是这种很 possessive 的。就有的人的个性里面就是啊，那个占有欲非常强啊， very, very possessive. 好， so love, real love is not about possession. It's about 什么呢？
Appreciation.
好，那这个词非常的好，因为 to appreciate someone or appreciation, 其实它包含了很多的正面意思啊，比如说珍惜，也比如说你要欣赏对方，它也含有这种感谢感激的意味，对吗？
Yeah, this appreciation here doesn't just mean like, oh, thank you, right? Like you said, it means you also cherish and admire and really care for and are grateful to the thing that you appreciate.
对，所以不管是我们的另一半啊，甚至是家长和孩子之间，我前两天跟我一个好朋友，他就跟我说，他说他现在回想起来，他特别感谢他的父母，说在他小的时候，他爸爸妈妈经常会看到他的闪光点，然后给他一种就是我们很欣赏你的感觉。 And that really made me, you know, think about my relationship with my kids, 因为我真感觉我欣赏他们不够。因为常常就是虽然我觉得是为了他们好，但常常会看到他们可能还需要进步的地方。 So I need to appreciate them more.
Yeah, sometimes we're so busy being a parent and providing for them, we forget that they provide for us in a sense too with their presence in our lives, right?
哎，你是比我更成熟，在做家长方面比我好，更成熟，向你学习。好，那我们接下来这一句 quote 呢，来自于特蕾莎修女 Mother Teresa， 是非常无私、非常有大爱的一位女性。
That's right. And she said, "Love is a fruit in season at all times and within reach of every hand."
这里他把爱比喻成是一种水果，而且是一种永远是时令的当季的，换句话说就是永不过时的，对吧？
Yeah, it kind of gives you this feeling that it's growing around you everywhere and it never gets old and dies. It's always in season. You can always get it.
就是每一天每一刻我们都可以选择爱，都可以选择原谅，而不是 resentment,不是 hold on to the past, 对吧?
Yeah, exactly. It's always within reach, kind of like being loving or seeing love, accepting love is a choice, right?
对对对，所以它就是有因有果啊。如果你能那样的去把 love 变成一种 always in season the fruit, 爱就会变得很容易得到。So if something is within reach, or you can even say within easy reach, 就是 you don't need to work hard to get it.
Yeah, exactly. It's always there if you want it.
好，我们接下来的这一句话， Jason 在跟我准备节目的时候，他说，乍一听有点矛盾啊，好像很 contradictory。
Yeah, and that's what makes it interesting, right? So this quote is, the love we give away is the only love we keep.
就说到我们给出去的爱，其实到最后是我们唯一能保留住的爱。这个你如果把它 switch 啊，把这个 love 换成别的词，比如说什么 the money you give away is the only money you keep， 那真的就是蛮不成立的嘛。但是爱这个东西，你看它就是很奇妙，你要真正付出爱，付出真正的 genuine love， 然后你才能够得到爱。
That's true. The money example you just gave made me think of the quote, you have to spend money to make money, right? So maybe it does kind of connect.
对对对。
All right, so let's circle back to the next one here.
接下来我们要看到的这句话，哎呀，让我还挺惊讶的，就是伟大的物理学家爱因斯坦，他也很懂爱，而且他好像能把自己的这个物理的天才用到对爱的诠释上面。
Yeah, it looks like Albert Einstein is applying these laws of physics to love here. And his quote is, when you trip over love, it is easy to get up. But when you fall in love, it is impossible to stand again.
其实他说如果你被爱或者在爱的道路上绊倒的话，绊倒英语叫做
to trip over something.
绊倒不一定是摔了一跤，因为你有可能就是踉跄了一下。 You didn't actually fall on the ground, right?
Yeah, maybe you stumble a little bit, we also say, right? Which just means you kind of fall a little bit, but not totally over on the ground.
对，所以呢，他说这个爱情上面，哎，谁没有受过一些小的伤，谁没有绊过跤呢？那没关系啊，站起来重新get up还是比较容易的。但是如果你真的是坠入爱河的话，哎呀，天哪，那个问题就大了。
Yeah, I imagine like falling into a black hole or something. It's impossible to get up. The love is so powerful, you can't get up.
对，所以中文我们说坠入爱河嘛，英语说的这个fall in love. 当然甜蜜的时候是非常甜蜜的，但是因为你 you give a lot of love, 所以你一定会 vulnerable, 你一定会受伤. It's impossible to stand again, 是吧?
Sounds like that's the power of love, right?
好，对，虽然说 falling in love 可能会给自己或者给对方带来潜在的心痛心碎啊，但是没有办法，爱这个感觉太美好了，对不对？比梦还要美。Ah,
that's right. Like Dr. Seuss's quote here: "You know you're in love when you don't want to fall asleep because reality is finally better than your dreams."
对 ，Dr. Seuss 是英语文学界非常有名的一位儿童文学的泰斗啊。他说：“爱啊，它已经美好到你不想睡觉了，因为你的现实生活就比你做梦还要美，对吧？”
Yeah, he's basically saying, you know, true love is even better than our wildest dreams, right? And that means your reality when you're in love is the best. You don't want to go to sleep.
对，而且关于爱的这些文字、这些描述都是非常美的。 可是呢，爱不光是花言巧语，不能只是嘴上说说，要有实际行动。Ah,
that's right. Because love is more than a noun, it is a verb. It is more than a feeling. It is caring, sharing, helping, sacrificing.
对，爱不仅仅是一个名词，它是一个动词，意思说就是你要有实际的行动。它也不光是一种感觉，一种感情，而是你要真的去关心、关爱，学会分享、会帮助，然后最重要还有一个学会牺牲。Yeah,
love here, it's a sacrifice, right? It's giving something away.
对，所以 sacrifice 其实它跟 love 一样啊，it's both a noun and a verb, right? You can sacrifice for someone or something, 或者你也可以 make sacrifices.
Yeah, that's right. It can be a verb or a noun.
好，那我们今天最后的两句格言呢？第九句来自于 Jane Austen.
Yeah, this one's pretty long, so get ready. Jane Austen said, "It is not time or opportunity that is to determine intimacy." It is disposition alone. 7 years would be insufficient to make some people acquainted with each other, and 7 days are more than enough for others.
好，那刚刚的这段话其实是来自于他的小说《理性与感性》 Sense and Sensibility 啊，其实那个意思就是一见钟情，对吧？
Yeah, this is a lot like love at first sight, right? Saying that some people can just immediately click, they fall right in love.
对，他说不是时间哈，去取决你们两个人会有多亲密。这个亲密英语叫做
intimacy
啊。然后呢 ，intimate 是它的形容词啊，so an intimate relationship。然后他这里说最决定性的因素是什么
？She says it's the disposition alone.
Okay, disposition 基本上就是你的 personality， 你的 character 是吗？个性、性情。
Yeah, it's like your personality, your design almost, your temperament.
哦，对，你刚刚说 design 啊，很好，因为我们常常说 personality 或者你的 character 有可能是很多是后天的 whereas disposition 更多的是指就是你生下来你的天性 what you were born with, how you were born.
Yeah, we often think of disposition as being something you can't totally control, right? It's just the way you are.
对，所以经常也会听到说 natural disposition, 这是你的天性是什么样的啊。好，那接下来他就说有的时候啊对于两个人来说七年都不够他们互相彼此认识成为熟人。
Yeah, you could be with somebody for 7 years, but it's still not enough to make you truly acquainted with them.
Okay, 所以相熟成为比较熟的人这就是 acquainted with。然后呢我们还有一个词大家可能知道叫 acquaintance, 就是一个熟人。
Yeah, acquaintance means someone you don't know very well, but to be acquainted with someone means to know them.
嗯，好，天哪，七年，人家都七年之痒，很多人都结束了，他这里还没有 acquainted with each other, 没希望了。
Yeah, hopefully that 7 years wasn't a total waste.
好，那我们今天节目的最后一句话呢，要送给大家的，它其实来自于圣经。圣经的哥林多前书也是在基督徒的婚礼或者西方因为有那个文化的影响嘛很多非基督徒西方的婚礼上面都会常常引用的一段话讲到什么是爱
Yeah, these are actually a few Bible verses but together they're all about love and the meaning of love. So here we go. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud.It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.
嗯，对，我的婚礼上就是有牧师念这一段哦，他的中文和合本是这样来翻译的。爱是很久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。爱是永不止息。
So it's a lot of what love is and a lot of what love isn't, right?
对, with that, 我觉得也是非常好的一个来结束我们今天节目的 food for thought, food for our soul. 那也希望大家在这个圣诞节在你的生命里面我想如果我们用心的去想一想都有很多的爱我们可以为之感恩。我想我们每个人都可以更多更加包容更加忍耐的去爱。
Yes, we hope you can find that true spirit of Christmas, of love that's patient and kind and not that kind of selfish love, right?
对对。好那今天的节目就到这儿也祝大家圣诞快乐我们下周再见。
Merry Christmas and see you next time!